is first you want to see the Klonimer-Simon Pei test and then the Prakin. Basically, the Hemshiger-Simon Pei test is the Surin Kredim Shachris, what it's asked to do before you daven. And number one, you should be going out to meet people saying Shalom Yigrisu Yifanim, let's see the days. Siv Gibel says, is askus b'tzrochov, doing personal things, halicha l'tana, you should be doing before Shachris. Siv Gimel also adds Isser Achila v'shtia, and Siv Vav says Isser Libo. So you want to go through each one to go through the pratim. As let's start off, it's asur to do asiyas rachel before Shachris. As one of the main forms this comes up in the hemshich of life is if a person goes to work, he's not allowed to go to work before Shachris. Yep, and there are a lot of situations where people have big nisyanis in these areas. They have to open their store early, they want to get it open, and they want to go to Shachris later on, they want to open their office, they want to do different things. B'makom hefsid meruva tzarek l'shul harab of its gonish pasha. Shachris is the first thing on the agenda. That's the halacha number one. Yeah. There was a younger man that told his wife that he's not able to take the garbage out before Shachris because there's an Isser Vatsiyas Rachav Kaidim Shachris. As if Shlomo Zalman told him that Asiyas Rachav means a malacha meruba that's time consuming. But taking out the garbage is Litzayr Chamitza, Mistamah. He said it's not a malacha. Grad, it's also Litzayr Shalom Bayis and Mitzvah, but let's not get too frum about it in the wrong way, on someone else's cheshbon. The Mishabura also says that let's say you want to buy things, or you need to buy things, and the only chance is before Shachris. If it's a tzayrich mitzvah, the tzayrich Shabbos, it's mutter. Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv said, I have brechim that sometimes they have to send off the kids to school and they need to go to the store before Shachris to be able to get their children food. That's also okay. There's no iser of isaskes b'tzracha because that's the tzayrich mitzvah. Rabbi Chaim Scheinberg said an interesting heter. He said if somebody needs to exercise for refuah and the only time he has in the morning is he could do it also. Because that's Litzayrich refuah, that's Litzayrich mitzvah.
That's specifically for refuah?
That's what he was talking about. Yeah. I mean, Chizik HaGuf is refuah too. I mean, if you're fine and you're doing it then you want to be extra strong and built, that he would not have been making. He's talking about people that need therapies, need things for, that's what he was talking about. Because that's a tzayich mitzvah. The maisa, all these things, l'chatchila, you try to avoid. But if you get into such a situation, it's okay.
What about a shower?
Oh, we're going to get up to there. Siv Zayin, it says, asur l'estaper. It's asur to take here. Zakrib Shleim Zalman. Fiza, it's usher for a bachur or a married person to shave. Because that's nichlam in the iser l'estaper. You can't shave before Shachris. This comes up a lot. As I look very hard in the Pishchei Tshuvas, he brings a sefer halacha brura, which is meko, because he says that the l'estaper was a long process. You go to the barber, but giluach b'zman hazeh, but all you the place can say then, there could be problems. Giluach nowadays is smooth with our machines, as there's a makom lahakol, but avad, if you could avoid it, zecha lechatchila, it's better not to. Okay. And over there it says, asur lerchaitz, in Siv Zayin too, as it's asur to take a bath, a shower also. However, the Shevet HaLevi and in Shuvah, so Rabbi Yashiv said, it's mutter to go to the mikvah. As when you go to the mikvah, you have to take a shower. You don't want the mikvah to get dirty. As it's mutter to take a shower with soap if you're doing it before the mikvah. That was what they were. That's their mentality, to get rid of the dirt of the mikvah. Yeah. As that was their mentality of when a person is taking a shower, bizman hazeh, before Shachris. Someone asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what happens if you're a mefunik? You can't function without your shower. You're not going to be able to daven if you don't have your shower. As Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, if you are a mefunik, you will not daven properly. That's called a tzayrich tfila, and that is mutter. But, however, we shouldn't take it as a blanket heter. You really have to be a mefunik to use it, as it's better not to. Okay, if you're a real mefunik and you need it, as then it's okay. But that's all we're coming here one more time to learn. What's better? How we should set our day. Gurada, it's a good idea when you take your shower after Shacharis. It helps you for first Seder also to learn better. It wakes you up. Yeah.
What the halacha ber applied to Sharon Basel?
He doesn't talk about Sharon. Yeah, he's only going by Giddos. I would say a shower is longer and more time consuming. I don't know about how people are Megalech Bisman Azeh, but Zichar Pashtis, it's. He doesn't talk about it. If you want to assume, okay, but he's not. I would think it's different. I didn't see the Sefer inside. I always sort of brought down the Piskei Teshuva, to be very honest, but that's what he's talking about. Piskei Teshuva doesn't bring in a crappy shower. No. Okay.
I'm kind of saying that you're allowed to take a shower or else mefunik because you're going to feel dirty or
when you're so mefunik that you're not going to be able to daven kira. There's some people, if they don't shower in the morning, the ice mensch, you can't, it's like really serious.
Well, if you're very tired in the morning, then it's much time down here.
Coffee. Not a shower. Okay. Okay. That's the answer. Okay. Okay, fine. Let's move on. There's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. He brings down, what's the reason why it's also lasis bitzrachim, kodim tefillin, do all these things? What's the idea of this? He says the idea is not that you're going to be misasik so much you're going to forget about chakras. Come on, it's not going to happen. He says the idea is because once you get your mind into other things, you're handling other things, you just won't be as clear when you come to chakras. Brings the Mishnah Berurah from the Pisrei Tshuva Chadoshim. Lefi zeh, you shouldn't sit with your chaverim and shmooze before chakras. Because if you're Isaac in a Gishmak Shmuz before Shacharis, you're also going to have a Hesach Hadas before you come. And Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach took this a step further, and he said you shouldn't be reading newspapers. He says, you know, looking at the headlines when you're walking to Shul, that's okay, that's not a Hesaskus, but you shouldn't be picking up, like, by the neighbor's mailbox, the thing, and reading it for like 5-10 minutes before Shacharis. You shouldn't do that for many reasons, but yeah. Of Bizman Hazeh, people would say different. You shouldn't be going on the computer, going through the news, if you're fleeting limbs, okay? But it's askus, you should. And the idea is, your head shouldn't be somewhere else, meaning you're coming to Shacharis, you don't want to be thinking, who's winning the election in New York, and what Trump did today. You want to come with a clear head. It makes good sense. You want to come in straight. Oh, that's the idea. That's how the Mishnah Berurah gets. Okay, he's talking about Isasvus Chaverim for schmoozing, but maybe in the oven, call him Isasvus. You shouldn't be distracted. That's the key for him. Okay. Huh? That's quick. That's okay. Unless it's something that you know is going to be very distressful or very emotionally take you away, then you should be careful. Yeah. Yeah. If it's going to ruin your davening, forget it. Yeah. You should be careful. I'm making the offer. If it's a quick one to look, that's quick. It's not.
You might find a little bit because it's going to happen.
I could hear this starting. Okay. There's an Iser Halicha L'Derech. That's another Isik that you shouldn't be doing. The Mishnah Berurah says, if the Shayara is going to leave without you, you're allowed to be Halicha L'Derech. Zman Hazeh, we don't have Shayaras of caravans. We have airplanes, buses. If the plane's going to leave without you, or the van in the morning, the bus is going to leave without you, you're allowed to go, l'chatchila, and you daven afterwards. That's Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, you're allowed to go to the Kaisel in the morning, even if it's a cab ride, it's far away, if it's a long walk, because that's a tzairich mitzvah, because that's okay too. Okay, that's the halicha, the derech. Now let's move on to the next one, is the iser achila mishtiyah. It's iser achila before shachris, even the tima is awesome. And this could be a very massive nisayin. I've seen, I've been at simchas or at hotels, and it seems like the people have a big nisayin with the cheesecake on the way to shul. I know, they put out in these fancy places cheesecake and kokish cake and yummy cake on the way to davening, and there's an iser of achila kaidim shachris. It seems like people don't realize it's also le'echol. What's the reason? Because the Gemara in Brachos brings a pasuk that you're being misguided, you're being Isaac in your timers before you do Avodas Hashem. Our first step of the day is Avodas Hashem. One time someone said, Chab Shoyin Gizot Maidani! No, it's Nish Genug. Yeah, it doesn't work. Chazal said, you need to daven Shmane Esra. Brachos B'Shas HaTchav. Of a Moida Ali is Nish Genu. Yeah, doesn't work. Oh, okay. As number one, we gotta control ourselves. When we see that good food and the good cake, and right out there before davening, it's awesome. Being that the Isser is Mishum Kaifa, it's Mutter Litzayrach Rafuah, meaning it's Mutter if you need to take pills, you need to take something, it's Mutter. It's you need to eat something Litzayrach Rafuah, it's Mutter. Also, if a person is rave or something, people don't realize this. You're very hungry, you're very thirsty, that's going to stir your davening, you're allowed to eat. Now, if you weren't hungry, but when you saw the cheesecake, you got hungry, that's not called real hunger. Because the same way when you saw it, you got hungry, when you leave it, you'll forget about it. Oh, we're talking about how it's really gesunta hungry. Yeah, somebody who's really thirsty.
What is mutter if you're not really thirsty?
No, meaning drinking something which is not water. Okay. Water is always mutter because it's not kaifa, it's not sweet.
What about Sudas Mitzvah, like a verse?
Before Shachris, no mutter. Okay. As over here is one of the Mishnah Brurahs that, remember, I learned this at Bacha for many years, I kept it. And this is why, Bisman Hazeh, you need to use the Mishnah Brurah Dersha. This is one of the good examples. The Mishnah Brurah says, coffee and tea is only mutter without milk and without sugar. But if you maybe make when you put the sugar in your mouth, which we don't have those sugar cubes anymore, the Bubby and the Zayda used to have them, but we don't have them anymore even to put them in our mouth. Yes, that's it. My coffee and tea, if I had to have it, it was without sugar and milk. Until the Mishnah Brurah Dershu came out. Ah. And this is where you see where they bring in, that was in the Mishnah Brurah's times, because milk was a big fancy thing. It wasn't everyone had milk. Sugar was something that not everyone has. It was a delicacy. Bizman hazeh zok to Aruch HaShulchan Das Torah, people cannot drink their coffee without milk. It's not happening. As you're allowed to put milk into your coffee, number one. Number two, Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashir both said, people will not drink coffee without sugar. It's not happening. It's not a pinuk anymore. It's pasha, that's coffee. Coffee without sugar is poison. It's not coffee. As the Mela, as therefore it's not a pinuk, it's not a gaiva, and it's what? As a Mela, they are mekel. Yeah. And for the times we didn't do it, we get schar. For sure, we try to be Mekayim, but the mice of the place can save his manazeh, so they brought down Rabbi Yashin even a real more bigger chiddush. He even wanted to be, someone brought down Rabbi Yashin a reliable place, even was mekel by soda. Because he said, nowadays people, soda is pasha to drink. You can't, if it doesn't have a tam, you can't drink water. It's not even called, only like a big drink. That's a reason. That's going very far. like, we didn't hear it from him, so that's a big thing.
Is there any drink that they wouldn't be allowed?
Yeah, beer, wine. Have, I mean, Koshevich drinks, tea with a, I mean, a fancy tea, let's say.
Milkshake.
Yeah, milkshake, oh, Slurpee, iced coffee, oh, now we're talking. Ah. Okay, good.
Still only specific coffees, or all
coffees? Well, oh, he's asking a good question. I was wondering myself, what would be coffee betamim? I how you say that in English with flavor. Ah, oh, that's a chashuva coffee. A tea, that's a very cocoa. Fancy tea. Cocoa. Oh.
Can you like brew coffee or brew tea?
But people don't drink, like, they don't drink it to give them a burst of cocoa. That's why they don't talk about it. Because it's yum, but it's not what you drink to wake you up. Over here, the idea is you're drinking your tea, your coffee to wake you up. That's the, yeah, I think what, maybe what Eliyashi was talking about when he said soda was Coke. Some people need that Coke to daven.
Yeah, iced coffee, that's not iced.
A delicacy, it wouldn't be. Ah, meaning coffee with ice cubes. But my stomach, that's okay. That wouldn't be a delicacy. It's just you want to drink it fast, you got to run to make minion, it's okay. Yeah. Okay, these are interesting. Shaila Poiskim don't handle, but I'll be safe. We'll go. Okay. That's the next thing. The Isra Chila Mishti. Okay. If you're tired, coffee with milk, sugar. Don't overdo it. Just what you need to drink the cup and the Seder come. Okay. The next one is Aser Lomait.
Shabbos any different?
No difference. Even though the food's better in front of you, no thing. Okay, we're just gonna finish. It's late. So Aser Lomai, it's Aser to learn. The Maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says the minig in Klal Yisrael is to learn before Shacharis. We saw so many people learn before Shacharis. Ad HaYoyim, it's beautiful to see the amount of people that learn before Shacharis. What are the studies in the Hakil? Number one, they learn in a place where there's a minyan. Even if they don't learn in a place where there's a minyan, but if they go to a minyan kavua every day, there's a makam lahakil, the Levush says. So that's the reason why people are makal. The people that go to work, that's their best time to learn in the morning before shacharis, that's okay. Yeshiva baba learn before shacharis. If you're learning in the place where you daven, that's okay. Okay. Thus is the last one. Okay, so those were the din. Today we did the surim before the different nekudas and hamis asib is there. And the more you map it on it, you'll see. The more your chakras will be a different chakras.